This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Ed Garland, our good friend from the St. John's River Water Management District. He is the spokesperson, and today he's here to tell us about a great event that's coming up September 28th. Ed, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us. We've all heard reports about our lagoon and the issues that it's having. What can we do?
Well, one of the things you can do is attend the Hands Across the Lagoon event on September 28th, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And a little bit of background on this, they had a Hands Across the Lagoon and the Marine Resources Council. They held one back in 89 to draw attention to the lagoon, and it turned out about 3,000 people on Thanksgiving Day, and that was instrumental in moving Florida's then governor, Lawton Chiles, to petition the EPA to designate the lagoon as a national estuary, and it helped establish the Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program, which is an EPA program, which works out of our office at the district. And the reason we're doing it this time is in 2011, there was what was called a super bloom. It was one of the most intense algal blooms that we've ever had, especially in the northern end of the lagoon. It was unsurpassed in duration and intensity, and came back in 2012. And right now we have some brown tide blooms, a different type of bloom, but another algal bloom up in the north end of the lagoon in Mosquito Lagoon. And the duration of that caused the loss of roughly 47,000 acres of seagrass in the Indian River Lagoon. And that was about 60% of the seagrass that's out there. And that's a big deal because the seagrasses in the lagoon are the barometer for the health of the lagoon. Yeah, they're a nursery for fish. They're a food source for manatees. You have all kinds of tiny critters that live and hide in there. So the loss of them affects the fisheries, affects the whole ecosystem. So we're asking people to come out and show their support for the lagoon at the causeways in five counties that the lagoon covers. And that would be the New Smyrna South Causeway up in State Road 44, New Smyrna Beach, the Max Brewer Causeway in Titusville, that's State Road 406. They're having a Kayaks Across the Lagoon event at the Kiwanis Island Park in Merritt Island, the Melbourne Causeway and Wabasso Causeway south of us, and the Southbridge Causeway in Fort Pierce, and the Stewart Causeway. Covers five counties, Volusia, then Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin County. And the lagoon, it's a big water body. It's 156 miles long, and it spans from Ponce Inlet in Volusia County down to Jupiter Inlet in Palm Beach County.
It makes a big economic impact on all of those counties.
Yeah, it does. There was an economic study that was completed in 2007, and they just looked at that one particular year, and if you add the value of real estate, commercial fisheries, recreation, all the restaurants, everything all together, the lagoon has an economic impact of $3.7 billion annually.
So it's very important that we do everything we can, and this is just a way to show that you care about our lagoon.
Yeah, it's really a symbol of support from people. And there's also going to be events that day because September 20th is National Estuaries Day as well. It seemed appropriate to have this on that day. The Environmental Learning Center down in Wabasso and the Smithsonian Marine Station in Fort Pierce are having National Estuary Day celebrations right after the event.
Okay. So if anybody wanted more information, how can they find out about this? Free, open to the public. We hope they'll have lots and lots of people.
There's a Facebook site that one of our partners created. So we have a lot of organizations. The county officials are helping us out, chambers of commerce. But there's a Facebook page called Lagoon News and Events. You can also go to our agency's website. If you go to floridaswater, all one word, .com, on the homepage, you'll see a section right in the middle for the Indian River Lagoon. When you click that on, there's a current lagoon news and events.
So Hands Across the Lagoon happens on September 28th. It will be across the Melbourne Causeway if you're in this area. Many other causeways also. And it starts at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ed, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.